Hello, this is the SearchOracle.com podcast for April. I'm Barney Beal, news director. We're in Denver this week for Collaborate 08, the conference of Oracle's three largest user groups, and we caught up with Jose Lazarus, Vice President of Application Development with Oracle, to check in on the status of AIA, the Oracle Application Integration Architecture, how it's progressed over the past year, what's in store for the future, and the news Oracle announced this week regarding the involvement of partners and ISVs with AIA. All right, Jose, thanks for joining us. Maybe you could start out giving us a quick kind of high overview of Oracle's strategy when it comes to AIA and how it relates to Fusion Middleware and Fusion Applications.
Okay, that sounds good. So just for context, I mean, for those that don't know, AIA was founded about a year and a half ago. We actually launched it last year at the Collaborate conference. And really we set out with kind of three specific goals. The first was to pre-build integration between our Applications Unlimited portfolio of assets and our industry assets around a set of business processes that are high value to our customers. What we mean by that is, let's take a look at something like an order to cash life cycle, where you might be using Siebel to capture orders and maintain the status of those orders, but you're actually using the e-business suite on the back office to fulfill the orders, produce them, you know, market them, those types of things. So what we're doing is we're taking Fusion Middleware SOA suite and core components such as Oracle's Data Integration Manager, the Bipple Process Manager, and our Enterprise Service Bus. And we've developed an architecture, a programming model, and an approach to standardizing how you build what we call process integration packs. And then we, as Oracle's Application Integration Architecture team, we actually work with each of our customer advisory boards to identify the key business processes that are cross-functional in nature and cut across two or more applications. And then we pre-build the orchestration and the integration to support that business process, and we deliver that as a product that we call process integration packs. So over the last year, we've delivered 13 process integration packs. 10 of those largely integrated front to back office functions between Siebel and other Oracle assets to support, say, order to cash or opportunity to quote management, as an example. And then in November, we launched our first industry set of process integration packs around AIA for communications, really focusing on the core challenge of managing the order to activation lifecycle for when you order services from a telecommunications provider, such as wireless services or fixed line services or voice over IP as an example. And really the whole goal is to streamline and optimize for particular roles and provide them a single place to be able to access and transact against that information. The last thing that we've done is, as we started to evolve this, we started to get interest from our customers and from partners in particular around the actual programming model that we were leveraging, because AIA is Oracle's SOA implementation, right? So we take our Fusion Middleware capabilities and then we're actually building and pre-building content and delivering that as a new class of applications, right? So what we did is, in February of this year, we launched what we call the AIA Foundation Pack. And the Foundation Pack bundles up our common sets of objects and services that we use to integrate to any application, our programming model, and our lifecycle management extensions that we built on top of Fusion Middleware, and provides that to our customers and our partners so that they can build standards-based process integration packs themselves.
Any idea how many partner packs there are at the moment?
So that's part of what we're announcing. So right now what we've done is we have basically created an AIA for Partners program. And the partner program really is focused on two key partner types. The first is system integrators who are out there with our customers and our applications and then looking to implement what are some of the process integration packs that we deliver, as well as processes that we haven't got to building yet. So that's one grouping. And then the second grouping are independent software vendors where, there may be a process that they participate in that involve Oracle applications, and they want to start thinking about how they pre-build integration to you know, our Oracle applications in a way that is service-oriented. So the announcements that we have today that we made is really the launching of our AI for Partners program, and it's broken into two components for the system integrators. The first is what we call strategic code development. So one of the things that we're seeing over the last year is that for us to be able to have success with our customers, we need to start incorporating our partners and educating them on how we've built the process integration packs, how they can take that base and extend it to fit the context of the customer's implementation. And so we've invited partners across a series of key initiatives around process integration packs we want to build in 2008 and 2009, and we've offered them to come and co-develop those solutions with us. In this model, the partner basically puts up 50% of the resources to support the design, development, and delivery of the product. Oracle puts up 50% of the resources. We co-develop the solution. Oracle productizes it and retains the IP and the reseller rights to the products. And then we create a go-to-market program with the actual system integrator to put them in a preferred implementation status. What that does is it provides us, as Oracle, with a knowledgeable partner, right, who can quickly implement the process integration pack, so what we call a service delivery network to support what we're delivering. It also gives them a jump start on taking our core processes we've developed and or the foundation pack and them ultimately building net new processes that we haven't got to or that we haven't actually put onto our roadmap. So it does both for the partner. It gives them the education and the knowledge to support customer implementations, but also gives them a leg up on thinking through and how they can leverage AIA to build net new capabilities in their own IP on top of our core programming model and architecture and bring additional value to their customers directly.
And is that how the development of integration packs is gonna be done going forward?
So it's a combination. It's actually threefold. So what we've done is we've moved, when we first started, basically the AIA team was building all of the process integration packs directly. Over the past year, what we've done is we've standardized our programming model, and we've rolled that out to about 250 developers internal to Oracle. So we have other Oracle product teams now leveraging AIA and building out process integration packs under our guidance. So we provide design time reviews, we provide checkpoints on architectural adherence, on best practice standards that they're adopting, and then we provide common release mechanisms and a way to package them up and deploy the process integration packs in a standards-based way. The partners now is the second phase. So now we've kind of taken it from AIA builds it to Oracle development builds it. Now we're moving it into the third phase and scaling it by making it available to system integrators to start building their own process integration packs and or where it makes sense for them to strategically co-invest with Oracle on a particular industry or a particular process integration pack where they see mutual value in working together.
So what's the process for determining which process gets built out first?
So that's a great question. So what we have is that in any good SOA initiative, you need to have a good governance structure. And part of governing what you build and how you build it is building a core business case, right, of what processes should you build and what priority. So what we've done is our product management and strategy teams have formed customer advisory boards within specific industries like high technology, consumer packaged goods, telecommunications, financial services, and retail, as an example. And then we work with our customers to identify the core processes that they're looking, that are mission critical to them, that require the support across multiple systems. Once we have that business case developed and prioritized, we have an integration steering committee internally to Oracle that then kind of rates and prioritizes the process integration packs that we want to be able to build. And then once that has been approved, we go about building those. And they can be built either as a led project by AIA directly, as a guided project in terms of another development team doing them, or as a co-development initiative with partners. So that's how our process works.
So can you talk now a little bit about kind of where
your customers come in when developing their own integrations on AIA, and Charles Phillips yesterday talked a bit about integrating with SAP. I mean, how does that move forward?
Okay, so if you think about what we're really trying to accomplish is every given application has been developed kind of in its own vacuum to support different functionality, right? Whether it's customer service rep capabilities to take inquiries and manage statuses of orders, or it's, you know, financials to do month-end close. Each app has different representations of what core objects are, so like an order, right? So in our portfolio, you know, Siebel has a definition of an order, eBusiness Suite has a definition order, JD Edwards has a definition of an order, and SAP has a definition of an order. What we're doing is we're building a application independent tier of services and objects, right, that basically use our app's data models as a reference, but create a best practice definition, right? Those are then reviewed and modeled against the Fusion applications to ensure interoperability of the services that we define with the future Fusion applications that will be delivered. Once we have that core set of objects and services, we've now built an abstraction between any given application and the common object or service or shared service, if you will. Okay? And so really what we're doing in that context is really tying those things together so that they support all of the applications within the Oracle portfolio. So the next phase is to think about, as Charles says, how do we take an order-to-cash best practice flow that we built between Siebel and eBusiness Suite and then tie in SAP as an alternative implementation for our customers that have Siebel and SAP, Siebel as their front end and SAP as their back end, right? So when we talk about those, that's really what we're doing is we're looking at leveraging the best practice process we've defined between Oracle applications and then tying SAP into that flow as an alternative implementation.
And can you talk a little bit about what AI means for the companies that have already gone down SOA path on their own?
Sure, sure. So I think that's a great question. So one of the things that we're doing is customers are starting with a service-oriented architecture. There's a what they call a maturity model. And the Fusion Middleware team has developed kind of a five-stage maturity model. And basically the precepts are pretty solid, right, which is identify a small-scale project that you can implement that ties two applications together so that you can demonstrate the value of automating the process through a service-oriented architecture. Then the second phase is you start to build out these, you know, Bipple process flows as an example. And over time, you start to figure out, well, how do I manage those? How do I get reusability? How do I scale this to support my entire enterprise, right? And that's really where AIA ties in. So really AIA is Oracle SOA implementation. And because we're doing one of the largest SOA implementations in the world, what we want to do is make that available to our customers as a way to accelerate enterprise-wide deployments of a service-oriented architecture. So really, this is not for your first SOA project. It's basically for those that have evolved beyond doing the first one or two projects and have built the commitment within their organization to go enterprise-wide. And that's really how it ties into customers who have started down the SOA path. And in fact, we're working with many Fusion Middleware customers who are now looking to scale that beyond the three or five processes they may have done to the 50s and hundreds of processes they'd like to support. To do that, you need to create a set of reusable services, right, that are independent of any of the applications. So our AIA Foundation Pack, used in conjunction with Fusion Middleware SOA Suite, provides the capabilities to do enterprise SOA.
And how do you see BEA fitting into this whole kind of architecture?
So from a BEA perspective, I think one of the key things is that we are basically tied to delivering content that is standards-based. So, you know, whether it's our web services being WS Basic Profile 1.0 compliant, our object structures being based on XML schema standards, our adoption of the Bipple Process Manager, those types of things. Really what we are looking at is, in the context of a BEA solution, is being able to support the core standards that we've put in place, right, and continue to leverage those standards. A good example is today, our Fusion middleware is already hot pluggable at the app server container level. In other words, when you deploy a process integration pack, it can already run on the BIPL process manager can already run on the WebLogic application server, right? So as the Fusion middleware team begins their incorporation process once we close, then we will work with them to look at how we adopt and allow for interoperability of our solutions on the go-forward platform that Thomas and his team are defining within Fusion.
Great. Did we get to all the announcements for today?
The main thing is just the core announcement of two key things. The first is a set of four co-development initiatives that we've signed with partners. We've highlighted one with Satyam, where they are building with us, co-developing the new product introduction process pack, and that integrates Agile as a product, right, from a product lifecycle management perspective with the eBusiness Suite and JD Edwards, right? So we'll be delivering two process integration packs off of one core common process is number one. And that's been in place. We've been working with them for about 6 months now. We're looking to deliver our process integration packs in the July timeframe. And it's been excellent. So they've been very happy, and we've been happy with their output as well. The second announcement is around on the partner side is what we call the establishment of centers of excellence. This is really important for us as we deliver industry-based processes like our AIA for Communications pack. We need to ensure that our partners are educated on how to quote and implement AIA-based process integration packs. So we have a number of partners, including IBM and Accenture, and there's many others in the press release, about six in total that have agreed to establish AI centers of excellence where they'll be investing resources in adopting and building on top of the base of what we deliver for our AIA for Communications package. And so those are the two major announcements that we made today, also kind of outlining our future with ISVs as we move down and as we deliver process integration packs. One of the natural things is oftentimes our customers may have an Oracle asset on one end, but they may be using a different billing and revenue management system, or they may be using a different back-end system like SAP. And one of the key goals is to start thinking about how we incorporate those ISVs into building what we call application business connector services to our core process integration packs. So we're starting with that. We're working with a company, as an example, called Axiom, who's kind of our first ISV. They provide data enrichment services, and we are pre-building a pre-built master data management solution where you can take our universal customer master, we'll pre-integrate it to Siebel and eBusiness Suite, and they're providing a set of web services that are hosted that will be pre-integrating so that you can enrich the data profiles for consumers and or businesses with purchase patterns and those types of things, so you have an enriched set and a view of what a customer is. So that's a good example of where we're headed with the ISVs.
Great. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
Well, that's it for our conversation with Jose. Please look for our Collaborate 08 special report, where we'll be bringing you all of our coverage from the show. Thanks.